Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of the biz meeting to order. The first order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the State of Louisiana from the Advocate Official Journal for the State of Louisiana and from the respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 42478 through 42520 have been advertised in accordance with and under the provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. There were no letters of protest for today's sale. Notification of any tracts to be recommended for withdrawal. Tract number 42499 will be recommended to be withdrawn and will be taken up in the nomination and tract committee meeting. If there are any bids received on this tract, they will be returned unopened at the conclusion of the board meeting. And we will proceed with the opening of the bids.
Good morning. We did not receive any bids on tracts 42478 or 42479. We did receive one bid on tract 42480, advertised as 2,487.23 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 915.99 acres. The bidder is Bodark Exploration, LLC. Bodark Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $274,998.52. $274,998.52, or a per-acre value of $300.22. Annual rentals are $137,499.26. $137,499.26. Royalties are 22%. We did not receive any bids on tract 42481 or 42482. We did receive one bid on tract 42483. Advertised as 2,066.32 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 124 acres. The bidder is Hellas Oil and Gas Company, LLC. Hellas Oil and Gas Company, LLC. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $90,024. $90,024, or a per-acre value of $726. Annual rentals are $45,012. $45,012. Royalties are 23%. We did not receive any bids on tracts 42484. Or 42485. We did receive one bid on track 42486, advertised as 10 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Petrohawk Properties, LP. Petrohawk Properties, LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $15,000. $15,000. Or a per-acre value of $1,500. Annual rentals are $7,500. $7,500. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42487, advertised as 2,439 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 156.6 1.65 acres. The bidder is SR Acquisitions 1, LLC. SR Acquisitions 1, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $25,455.63. $25,455.63, or a per acre value of $162.50. Annual rentals are $12,727.81. $12,727.81. Royalties are 20.5%. We received one bid on track 42488, advertised as 1,252 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 282.79 acres. The bidder is SR Acquisitions 1, LLC. SR Acquisitions 1, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $45,959.03. $45,959.03, or a per acre value of $162.52. Annual rentals are $22,979.52. $22,979.52. Royalties are 20.5%. We received one bid on track 42489, advertised as 1,467 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 491.05 acres. The bidder is SR Acquisitions 1, LLC. SR Acquisitions 1, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $70,009. $70,009, or a per acre value of $142.57. Annual rentals are $35,004.50. $35,004.50. Royalties are 20.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 42490. We did receive one bid on track 42491, advertised as 2,427 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 679.65 acres. The bidder is SR Acquisitions 1, LLC. SR Acquisitions 1, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $100,289.15. $100,289.15, or a per acre value of $147.56. Annual rentals are $50,144.58. $50,144.58. Royalties are 20.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 42492, 93, or 94. We did receive one bid on track 42495, advertised as 2,374.34 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 170.59 acres. The bidder is K Exploration Company. K. Exploration Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $64,312.43. Okay, we'll try it again. $64,312.43, or a per acre value of $377. Annual rentals are $32,156.22. $32,156.22. Royalties at 24.25%. We received three bids on track 42496, advertised as 2,472.34 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 139.84 acres. The bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $157,040.32. $157,040.32. Or a per acre value of $1,123. Annual rentals are $78,520.16. $78,520.16. Royalties at 22.5%. The second bid on track 42496 is for a portion containing 72.07 acres. The bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $21,981.35. $21,981.35, or a per acre value of $305. Annual rentals are $10,990.68. $10,990.68. Royalties are 22.5%. The third bid on track 42496 is for a portion containing 106.05 acres. The bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $32,345.25. $32,345.25, or a per acre value of $305. Annual rentals are $16,172.63. $16,172.63. Royalties at 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42497, advertised as 2,471.57 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 156.55 acres. The bidder is Tri-C Resources, LLC. Tri-C Resources, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $48,530.50. $48,530.50, or a per acre value of $310. Annual rentals are $24,265.25. $24,265.25. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42498, advertised as 92 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 30 acres. And the bidder is Covington Exploration Company, LLC. Covington Exploration Company, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,600. $6,600, or a per acre value of $220. Annual rentals are $3,300. $3,300. Royalties are 21%. Track 42499 is recommending to be withdrawn. We received four bids on track 42500, advertised as 2,304 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 342.72 acres. The bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $104,529.60. $104,529.60, or a per acre value of $305. Annual rentals are $52,264.80. $52,264.80. Royalties are 22.5%. The second bid on track 42500 is for a portion containing 189.69 acres. The bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $213,021.87. $213,021.87, or a per acre value of $1,123. Annual rentals are $106,510.94. $106,510.94. Royalties are 22.5%. The third bid on track 42500 is for a portion containing 338 acres. The bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $145,002. $145,002, or a per acre value of $429. Annual rentals are $72,501. $72,501. Royalties at 22.5%. The fourth bid on track 42500 is for a portion containing 127.63 acres. The bidder is K Exploration Company. K Exploration Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $44,287.61. $44,287.61. Or a per acre value of $347. Annual rentals are $22,143.81. $22,143.81. Royalties of 24%. We received three bids on track 42501. Advertised as 2,498 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 202.45 acres. The bidder is K Exploration Company. K Exploration Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $309,141.15. $309,141.15, or a per acre value of $1,527. Annual rentals are $154,570.58. $154,570.58. Royalties at 24%. The second bid on track 42501 is for a portion containing 65.26 acres. And the bidder is K Exploration Company. K Exploration Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $22,645.22. $22,645.22, or a per acre value of $347. Annual rentals are $11,322.61. $11,322.61. Royalties at 24%. The third bid on track 42501 is for a portion containing 104.74 acres. The bidder is K Exploration Company. K Exploration Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $36,344.78. $36,344.78. Or a per acre value of $347. Annual rentals are $18,172.39. $18,172.39. Royalties at 24%. We received one bid on track 42502, advertised as 2,498 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 333.33 acres. The bidder is Tacoma Energy Corporation. Tacoma Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $171,998.28. $171,998.28, or a per acre value of $516. Annual rentals are $85,999.14. $85,999.14. Royalties of 23%. We did not receive any bids on track 42503. We did receive one bid on track 42504. Advertises 95.1 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Monitor Energy Partners, LP. Monitor Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $26,390.25. $26,390.25, or a per acre value of $277.50. Annual rentals are $13,195.13. $13,195.13. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 42505, advertised as 78 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Monitor Energy Partners, LP. Monitor Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $21,645. $21,645, or a per acre value of $277.50. Annual rentals are $10,822.50. $10,822.50. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 42506. Advertised as 119.1 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Monitor Energy Partners, LP. Monitor Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $33,050.25. $33,050.25, or a per acre value of $277.50. Annual rentals are $16,525.13. $16,525.13. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 42507, advertised as 27 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Monitor Energy Partners, LP. Monitor Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $7,492.50. $7,492.50, or a per acre value of $277.50. Annual rentals are $3,746.25. $3,746.25. Royalties of 23%. We received one bid on tract 42508, advertised as 15 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Monitor Energy Partners, LP. Monitor Energy Partners, LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,162.50. $4,162.50, or a per acre value of $277.50. Annual rentals are $2,081.25. $2,081.25. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 42509, advertised as 2,493 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 90.72 acres. The bidder is Kerry Sue Energy, Inc. Kerry Sue Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $32,024.16. $32,024.16, or a per acre value of $353. Annual rentals are $16,012.08. $16,012.08. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 42510 or 42511. We did receive one bid on track 42512, advertised as 2,491.48 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 105.49 acres. The bidder is Kerry Sue Energy, Inc. Kerry Sue Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $37,237.97. $37,237.97, or a per acre value of $353. Annual rentals are $18,618.99. $18,618.99. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 42513. We did receive three bids on track 42514, advertised as 2,452.55 acres. And the first bid is for a portion containing 511.24 acres. The bidder is Kerry Sue Energy, Inc. Kerry Sue Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $180,467.72. $180,467.72, or a per acre value of $353. Annual rentals are $90,233.86. $90,233.86. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 42514 is for a portion containing 461.48 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $383,872.91. $383,872.91. Or a per acre value of $831.83. Annual rentals are $191,936.46. $191,936.46. Royalties are 25%. The third bid on track 42514 is for a portion containing 316.26 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $213,687.39. $213,687.39, or a per acre value of $675.67. Annual rentals are $106,843.70. $106,843.70. Royalties are 25%. We received two bids on track 42515, advertised as 2,499 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 190.74 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $158,663.25. $158,663.25, or a per acre value of $831.83. Annual rentals are $79,331.63. $79,331.63. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 42515 is for a portion containing 89.17 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $60,249.49. $60,249.49, or a per acre value of $675.67. Annual rentals are $30,124.75. $30,124.75. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 42516. We did receive two bids on track 42517, advertised as 2,499.93 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 181.63 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $151,085.28. $151,085.28, or a per acre value of $831.83. Annual rentals are $75,542.64. $75,542.64. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 42517 is for a portion containing 112.29 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $75,870.98. $75,870.98, or a per acre value of $675.67. Annual rentals are $37,935.49. $37,935.49. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 42518 or 42519. We did receive one bid on track 42520, advertised as 20 acres. And the bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $5,636.20. $5,636.20, or a per acre value of $281.81. Annual rentals are $2,818.10. $2,818.10. Royalties are 20%. That will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale. Thanks again.
Good morning. The Lease Review Committee will now be called into session. Our roll call, Mr. Harper, Mr. Angel, Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Cordero, Mr. Diaz, Mr. Ingram, Mr. Martin, Mr. Sanders, Ms. Smith, Mr. Klein. We have a quorum. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting. Mr. Talbert, would you please present the agenda?
Thank you, Chairman Smith. Members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. 1,883 active leases covering nearly 851,000 acres. The G&E staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 170 leases covering 79,000 acres. And of the 170, we have 5 leases in 3 fields to discuss in more detail. We begin with Vermilion Block 16. Harvest Oil and Gas is a lessee of 3 state leases, that being 3762, 3763, and 17156. On October 13, 2011, G&E staff met with representatives of Harvest Oil and Gas, LLC, concerning lease development on the above reference leases, whereby the state was informed of Harvest's past and present lease activity. as a follow-up to the meeting and a review of the information presented, a follow-up letter was sent out to Harvest from the staff requiring that Harvest meet a list of drilling obligations with a set timeline or release acreage. Attached in your agenda is a copy of that letter. Effective today, these leases have been moved to the State Mineral Energy Board Lease Review Committee. Are there any questions on those leases? Our second lease is State Lease 1217 in the Bay Deschene Field. Swift Energy Operating is our lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on March 9, 2011. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to grant Swift Energy until January 5, 2012 to submit an update on development activities affecting this lease. By letter dated January 3, 2012, Swift reported on their activity during 2011. Of the seven new prospects presented to the staff in a January 2011 meeting, none were drilled due to low gas natural gas prices, nor did they perform any recompletions. For 2012, Swift has plans to drill two deep wells and return to recompleting some wells. Plans are all subject to commodity prices. Now this one, the staff's recommending deferring action until March 14, 2012 to allow for additional time for the staff to define the productive area from the present producing units. So we'll defer that one to March. Lastly, State Lease 2038, the Deep Lake Field, ExxonMobil Corporation is the lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on October 13, 2011. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to grant ExxonMobil Corporation until January 11, 2012 to report on their efforts to finalize a farm-out agreement with an interested party and to provide a general development plan to be undertaken by the farm-out recipient. By letter of January 25, 2012, ExxonMobil reported the anticipated farm-out agreement was delayed by a unitization issue involving the farm-out recipient, but believes the farm-out agreement is back on track to be finalized. ExxonMobil also reported the farm-out recipient is presently engaged in unitizing a portion of this lease in the 38-59 RASUA unit. Excuse me. The staff is aware of this unitization and will support the unit at the hearing if necessary. The staff recommends accepting the report and granting ExxonMobil until July 11, 2012 to report on any drilling activity involving the 38-59 RA unit and to provide a specific plan of development for sections 3, 4, 8, 9, and 10 of Township 16 South, Range 3 West, located within the lease. Are there any questions concerning these leases?
Jason, I have a question. The commodity prices issue, is there a certain price level where we, I mean, I know they're low, but we say, well, yeah, that's too low. I mean, do we have any kind of
baseline
range or
baseline?
I don't know what that number is, but we are going to, like I said, we're going to defer this so that we can kind of give put together the units that are contributing to this lease and move forward. If they can't drill some wells on undeveloped acreage, then it's going to come down to releasing acreage. So it plays a role, the prices, but there's still the possibility of us requiring acreage to be released if it's not going to be developed.
I can add a little bit to that. It would vary from well to well, because if it's a dry gas well, then the low gas prices obviously are going to be affected greater. But if it's a well that produces quite a bit of condensate, then that'll offset the low gas prices.
Thank you, Stacey. Any more questions? Okay, I'll turn this over to Mr. Bradbury.
Good Good morning, Chairman Smith.
Good morning, Mr. Bradbury.
Ladies and gentlemen of the board, good morning. I'm going to be real quick this morning. I just have one request. Is a request an extension was made by the Harvest Group for another 3 months. Although they indicated in a phone conversation recently with Mr. Logan or Jackson Logan with the JG's office that they might get it on this month. But typically we go ahead and give it 3 months at a time. So we are requesting an extension of force majeure for A0311. That's an operating agreement until the May 9th, 2012 board meeting, or if they get it on, whichever comes earliest. That's it.
Thank you.
Chairman Smith, I move we approve the recommendations.
Well, thank you. Any other questions or comments from the board? Any public comments or questions at this time? I have a motion from Mr. Sanders, a second from Mr. Arnold. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting.
Move.
I have a motion from Mr. Sanders, a second from Mr. Arnold. The Lease Review Committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination and Track Evaluation Committee meeting. At this time, we'll have a roll call. Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Diaz, Mr. Ingram, Mr. Martin, Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Smith, Mrs. Smith, Mr. Klein. We have a quorum. Good morning, Mr. Fontenot.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was given granted to the staff to process and advertise 43 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the journal of the parishes where the lands are located for today's lease sale. We have a request by the staff to withdraw tract number 42499 containing 1,564 acres situated in Lafourche Parish and St. Charles Parishes, and request that we have the authority to re-advertise this acreage for the May 9th, 2012 lease sale. This was a improper advertisement in the description. We do not advertise tracts with agency lands within. We less than accept it, and this was not done. Therefore, we need to re-advertise that tract, excluding the 16 section lands. And it's our request that the tract be withdrawn and the authority to re-advertise.
Okay. I need a motion and a second.
I have one question.
Go ahead.
So we returned all bids, if any, unopened, right, on a tract?
If you, yes.
I move to accept.
If there were any bids.
Second. Motion, Mr. Arnold. Second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment on this item? Any comment from the committee? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Okay, the final item deals with nominations. We received 54 nominations in this office for the April 11th lease sale and are pending approval by the board for advertising. We recommend that we be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations for the April 2012 lease sale.
Okay, motion and second.
Sanders.
Motion by Mr. Sanders. Second by Mr. Arnold. Any public comment? Any comment from the committee? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes. And I need a motion and second to adjourn.
Move.
Motion by Mr. Sanders. Second by Mr. Arnold. Committee's adjourned. Thank you, Mr. Fontenot.
Sir.
I'd like to call a roll for the audit committee. Mr. Darrell Smith. Mr. Emil Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Morton.
Here.
And Mr. Klein.
Here.
Myself, that gives us six. We have a quorum.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel. How you doing?
Good.
Good morning, Ms. Rachel.
Item number one on the audit agenda is a recoupment request from Harvest Oil and Gas, LLC, for an overpayment in the amount of $41,775.37. State lease numbers involved are 05097 and operating agreement 311. For the sales month of March 2011, Harvest Oil and Gas paid oil royalties based on incorrect volumes and values on an incorrect LU number.
Staff has verified the corrected volumes, values, and confirmed the correct LU number and recommends that Harvest be allowed to recoup this overpayment from future royalties.
You've heard staff's recommendations and report. You have a motion to approve?
Move, Sanders.
Move, Mr. Sanders. Second by Mr. Smith. Is there any comments or questions from the public? Any from the committee? Is anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Item number two is a request to place Energy Properties Incorporated on demand for unpaid oil and gas royalties, which were the result of a field audit. Staff is requesting authority to place Energy Properties on demand for oil and gas royalties, which were the result of a field audit. The first billing was sent to Energy Properties on November 16, 2010. A revised billing was sent February 2, 2011. Interest and penalty was billed on April 29, 2011. A response letter was received on May 27, 2011, protesting payment of $60,523.14 in royalty exceptions that were previously paid. The company also refused to pay interest and penalty assessed in the amount of $29,339.06. A letter was then sent on June 29, 2011 by the Mineral Income Division requesting details on what specific exceptions were protested. An additional copy of the letter was sent certified on July 25, 2011. No response was received and a second notice was sent on September 13, 2011. Due to lack of response, a pre-demand was sent on November 22, 2011. Several attempts have been made by staff to try and resolve outstanding audit issues, but none have been successful. The Attorney General's Office is in agreement with this request.
Thank you, Rachel. Is there anyone representing Energy Properties who would like to speak to us? We have a motion or question from the board?
Sanders, move, place them on demand.
Move Mr. Sanders, place on demand. Second by Mr. Smith. I have one question. How many leases does Energy Properties operate?
I'm not certain. I'd have to find out for you, but we can find that out.
Please, sir. Thank you.
I have a question. Is there any reason, do you know anything about their finances? Because this is a recalcitrant.
Not about their financial statements, no, sir.
Thank you.
Any comments or questions from the public? Any more from the committee? Do I hear anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Item three.
Item number three is the staff report to the committee that the election for February 2012 gas royalty is to be paid on a process basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin Plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you, Ms. Newman, for your report, and we are adjourned. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good morning, lawyers, Heck and April.
Good morning, sir.
Call the legal title controversy committee to order. Let me see how many people we got here this morning. Well. Mr. Angel, Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Cadera.
Here.
Mr. Diaz, Mr. Ingram, Martin,
here.
Sanders present, Mr. Darrell Smith,
here.
Ellen Smith, Mr. Graves.
Applying for Graves.
We have a quorum. Proceed, please, sir.
Thanks, sir. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, and ladies and gentlemen, we'd ask before we start the agenda that you have that we add an item to the agenda, and it is a request for ratification of escrow funds by Walter Oil and Gas Corporation relative to operating agreement A0318, which will be explained when that comes up. We're going to ask that that be added right before the executive session items.
Second. You give me a second. Thank you, Mr. Morton. Go ahead, sir. Anybody have an objection to this addition to our agenda? Hear none. We add it. Thank you.
Okay. Item number one was a request by Swift Energy Operating LLC for a waiver of liquidated damage assessments for late release on two leases. The staff would request at this time that this item be deferred. We had some information from the audit section on Swift that needed to be cleared up, and before that's done, I mean, while that's being done, we'd like this to be deferred until next month.
Your second? Thank you, Mr. Morton. Any discussion? Any public comment? Any objection? Hearing none, motion carries.
Item number two is a request for waiver of late assignment penalties on seven different assignments by Aspect Resources, LLC, and Aspect Energy, LLC. Again, the staff has heard from the audit section that there are some ongoing dealings with Aspect on this and other matters, and so they have requested that we defer this matter as well until next month. So we are requesting that this be deferred until the next meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold, for the motion. Thank you, Mr. Morton, for the second. Any public comment? Any board question or comment? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Item number three is a request for final approval of a lease amendment with Hillcore Energy 1 LP and Exxon Mobil Corporation, which add the force majeure clauses and the other four clauses required by the board to State Lease 711. This is a very early lease that didn't even have a force majeure clause, and so the staff is requesting that final approval be given to this.
Some old paper, in other words.
Definitely.
Have a motion? Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Thank you, Mr. Morton, for the second. Any public comment? Any board comment or question? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Again, this item will be on the docket for approval as well as item 12-07. Okay, item number four is again a request by Hillcore Energy 1 LP and Exxon Mobil Corporation and Hunt Oil Company to add the force majeure provision and the other required clauses to State Lease 1392. This again is an old lease that has a very old force majeure clause, and this is on the docket. It's been properly advertised. It's on the docket as item 12-08, and the staff does recommend final approval.
I hear a motion. Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Thank you, Mr. Morton. Any public comment on the motion? Any board comment or question on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Item number five is a request by Harvest Operating LLC and MP31 Investments LLC to add the force majeure clause and the other four clauses required by the board to State Lease 12002. This has been duly advertised. It is on the docket as item 12-09, and the staff does recommend final approval.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Thank you, Mr. Morton, for a second. Any public comment on this issue? Any board comment or question on the motion or the issue? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Okay.
Any objection? I didn't call for that. Hearing none, motion carries.
Item number six is a request for final approval of a compromise and settlement agreement between the State of Louisiana through the State Mineral Board and Exxon Mobil Corporation covering certain acreage in Little White Lake, whereby the state acquires 65% of production from the particular area in question and Exxon Mobil Corporation acquires 35%. This particular compromise and settlement has been 2.5 years in the making, and it is finally here. There's almost $3 million being held in escrow based upon this particular compromise, which will be distributed upon audit checking the for proper deposits. This covers State Lease numbers 16995, 17208, 17226, and 19641, all in Little White Lake and Vermilion Parish. And the staff, this is on the docket. It's been duly advertised, executed, and is on the docket as item 12-10. The staff does recommend final approval.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Thank you, Mr. Morton. The Attorney General has approved this also.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Do I hear a motion? I do have a motion. Do I hear any public comment or any board comment or question? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Okay. Item number 7 is a request for final approval of the operating agreement between the State of Louisiana through the Mineral Board and Donegal Energy, LLC. This was an operating agreement to cover an area which was originally covered by a putative lease, 19282, which was awarded without due advertisement. The board did approve the staff to negotiate the operating agreement. It has been negotiated. The instrument is duly executed, has been advertised, and is on the docket for final approval as 12-11, and the staff does recommend final approval.
Mr. Arnold moves to approve. Mr. Martin, thank you. Putative lease.
Putative. It's not my word, Steve Baker.
I understand. Well, let's see.
He's a good wordsmith.
Is there any public comment on this? First off, let me call for a motion. Do you want to speak on this?
I just want to thank the staff for their diligence and professionalism in allowing this to get this far. Thank you.
It's good to see you this morning, sir. Did you get his name for the record, please, ma'am?
Stephen Baker.
Stephen Baker. Thank you, Attorney Baker.
Thank you.
Do I hear a motion? We have a motion. Do we have any discussion from the public or any discussion or question from the board? Any objection to the motion, since we're dealing with a putative lease? Hear no objection. Motion carries. I'm picking at you this morning.
That's okay. I have a thick skin.
Privately at the agenda meeting.
If I didn't have a thick skin, I'd never be an attorney.
But this wasn't the staff just covering things. This wasn't a staff issue.
No, actually, Stephen Baker discovered it when he did a title search. What had happened was...
Yeah, but Time-Picayune didn't properly advertise it.
Correct. Well, the advocate...
They did.
Yeah, the advocate didn't correctly advertise. They told us they did, but when they sent us the affidavit, it showed that it was advertised the day after the lease sale.
That's why you got good lawyers.
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay.
Next item.
Item number 8 is a request by QEP Energy Company for authority to escrow funds with regards to disputed acreage in the parish of Caddo as it pertains to State Lease 5664. This is in Section 8, Township 15 North, Range 12 West. Again, this is, we do encourage where there are title issues and there is production, our lessees to escrow funds. We would recommend that the board grant authority to escrow the funds for 90 days, no more than 90 days, following which we request that our lessee file a concursus proceedings. And so we are requesting that the board grant approval to escrow the funds that are attributable to the acreage and title issue.
You hear Ms. Donald? You move? Thank you.
Okay.
Ms. Morton, second. Same question I asked the other day. This money is always escrowed in a financial institution.
Correct. And I was about to mention that the requirement that they escrow it, there are a list of things that we require our lessee to follow, and one of those is in a bank with ties to Louisiana, as you would say.
Yes, sir. Is there any public comment on this issue? Any public comment by the board or question? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Okay. The next item is the one we added at the very beginning, is a request for ratification of escrowing of funds by Walter Oil and Gas Corporation relative to operating agreement A0318. What had happened is the Walter Oil and Gas had requested the operating agreement in August of 2011. The operating agreement was granted in final form in December of 2011, but between August and December, there was production on the acreage. Walter Oil and Gas was escrowing it in a separate account at interest, which is what we require, but they had not secured board authority to do so. So they are requesting a ratification of the escrow. What this does is, if they normally hadn't done this, if they just suspended the funds, it would be subject to a legal interest. But in putting it in a separate account at interest, and if they had had board authority, the staff does accept whatever the interest was on the account. By ratifying this escrow, the board is allowing them to pay the interest on the account that they deposited the funds in. And the staff does recommend this, because Walter Oil and Gas has been very diligent.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold, for the motion. Hear a second? Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the second. They have a guaranteed interest rate of about 5%.
I wish. If they do, I'll deposit my money in that bank.
It's just a market interest, whatever they can get, huh?
Right, that's correct. The highest they could find.
Thank you.
It was 0.02 the last time I checked.
How much?
0.02.
They don't give very much interest on
it. Any other discussion? Any questions? Anybody? Public? Board? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Okay, the next three items are in executive session.
Thank you. Second? 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 Thank you, Mr. Martin. Any objection to this motion to second? Thank you. Thank you, sir, for appearing today.
Thank
good
you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you all.
We're in executive.
My name.
Formally. Thank you for the motion, Mr. Arnold. Well, good morning, Mr. Segura. Thank you for the second. Glad to see you here, sir. We're any objection to the motion? None? We're going to deal with item number 9. Thank you.
Okay. Item number 9, which became item number 10 when we added the other item, is the discussion of Gulf Production Company, Inc., et al. Versus Hoover Oilfield. This is an assignment of a litigation right by the state to other plaintiffs in the action. It is on the docket for approval. And so the staff does recommend that this item be approved.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Thank you, Mr. Segura. Any public comment on this item or question? Any board comment or question on the item? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, motion carries.
That's the last item on the agenda.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Waiting on a second, folks. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Klein. Any objection? Motion carries. We're adjourned.
I'd like to take roll for docket review. Mr. Smith? Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Morton?
Here.
Mr. Klein?
Here.
And myself, is a 7. How you doing, guys?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the February 8, 2012 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, for items number 1 to 3, please approve. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 through items number 17. For item 18, approve subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. For items 19 through item number 25, defer due to audit and royalty issues. Please approve items number 26 through items number 30. Item 31, approve subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number 32 through items number 37. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries State Agency lease transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category D, advertised proposals, please approve items number 1 through items number 5 and this will complete the staff's recommendations to the docket review committee.
Thank you, sir. I have a motion to approve that recommendation. Moved by Sanders, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the public? Any comments or questions from the committee? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. I'd like a motion to adjourn, please.
Move.
Moved by Sanders, second by Smith. Anyone opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
The board meeting will convene at 11.
11 o'clock, huh?
All right, I'd like to bring this meeting to order.
Go ahead and do it.
Ms. Talley, could we have a roll, please? Roll call.
Mr. Angel, Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold, Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Diaz, Mr. Ingram, Mr. Martin, Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Smith, Ms. Smith, Mr. Klein.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have 7 members present and a quorum.
Great, thank you. Okay. Item 2 is the approval of the January 11th, 2012 minutes. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Martin. Any public discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Item 3, the adoption of the committee recommendations, 3A, Lease Review Committee, B, Nomination and Track Committee, C, Audit Committee, D, Legal and Title Controversy Committee, and E, Docket Review Committee. We have a motion by Mr. Arnold to approve those minutes. Those committee recommendations. We have a second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment? Any questions or discussion from the board? If not, all in favor? All opposed, that motion carries. Item 4 is the executive session and for the technical briefing. Ms. Talley has told me that the geologists are not quite finished reviewing the leases or the bids, so we'll go into recess until that time of the technical briefing. Do I have a motion to go into...
Move.
I have a motion by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Arnold. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We are recessed. Thank you. We'll be back soon. Hey, I'd like to seek a motion to come out of recess.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Now I'd like a motion to go into executive session. Moved by Mr. Cordero, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor?
Right.
All opposed? That motion carries. We are in executive session. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay. You can't make up your mind this morning.
All right, I'd like to entertain the motion to go back in a regular session.
Move.
We have a motion by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Martin. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. We are back in regular session. Mr. Vaughn, could you present the bids to us, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On track number 42495, the staff recommends that the bid by K Exploration Company be accepted as to that portion of the bid that it falls within the advertised track area. On the portion bid, approximately 0.2 acres fell outside the track. On track number 42500, the staff recommends that this is a multiple acceptable bid with an apparent overlap. As a result,
we recommend accepting bid numbers 1 and 2 by Square Mile Energy, and also recommend accepting bid number 4 by K Exploration Company. As to bid number 3 by Square Mile Energy, after we finalize the property descriptions, we recommend that Square Mile Energy be granted an option to take the remaining property of its third bid minus any property bid by K Exploration Company at Square Mile Energy's bid price.
Same price, same royalty?
Yes, sir. It would be the same price per acre and the same royalty that was Square Mile Energy bid on that in their bid number 3.
Thank you.
On track number 42514, the staff recommends that this is a multiple acceptable bid with an apparent overlap. As a result, we recommend accepting both bids by Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services. As to the bid by Carrie Sue Energy, after we finalize property descriptions, we recommend that Carrie Sue Energy be granted an option to take the remaining property of its bid minus any property bid by Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services at Carrie Sue Energy's bid price. As to the remaining tracts receiving bids, we recommend that all of those bids be accepted, Mr. Chairman.
Great. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or discussion on any of those bids? Any public comment? If not, all in favor to accept the staff's recommendation of those bids as leases? We have a motion by
Sanders.
Mr. Arnold first, or Mr. Sanders first. Do we have a second? Anyone? Mr. Smith? All in favor? All opposed? That motion carries, and those bids are awarded.
All right. Our
item 6, is there any announcements?
Yes, sir, one announcement. The total for today's lease sale is $3,065,581.82, bringing the fiscal year-to-date total to nearly $22 million.
Great. Thank you very much. Any announcements or other business? If not, all in favor to adjourn? Do I have a motion? Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. We are adjourned. We will see you next month. Thank you very much.